patriotic payments.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. The Treasury Department is looking for some good investors, people who want to help reverse the fallout from America's financial crisis. The New York Times reports this morning there's a plan in the works that would allow people to invest in funds set up to buy toxic assets from banks. Just how it all might work is still unclear, and the plan is loaded with risk. Here's Marketplace's Steve Henn.
There's no question that the government's offering big private investors a pretty sweet deal if they agree to buy up troubled assets from U.S. banks. Potential investors get to borrow most of the money they put up from the feds, and if their bets go badly, they don't have to pay their loans back. Mark Cliff is chief economist at ING. He says if all goes well, some of the biggest firms on Wall Street stand to make a killing.
Exactly. So it doesn't take too much imagination to see the potential political consequences if these investors make huge profits.
The scale of those profits might make AIG's bonuses look piddling. So some on Wall Street and in Washington have suggested letting thousands of small investors in on the deal, too. But there would be risks.
The fact is that the program still holds the potential for the investments to be completely wiped out.
And just imagine for a second how that would play on Main Street or in Congress. In Washington, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
There was some buying going on in world markets. The Dow gained more than 0.5% yesterday, 47 points, to close at 7837. S&P shares were up more than 1%, and the NASDAQ closed higher by nearly 2% yesterday. European shares are higher at this hour. Let's see. The FTSE's up about 0.5%. The DAX over in Frankfurt up about 1.2% to be exact there. Asian markets rallied to close higher, 3 and 4% for Hong Kong's Hang Seng and Japan's Nikkei. Hey, those numbers in Asia, by the way, fueled by news that the Japanese are working on a new stimulus package that totals more than $150 billion. That's more than an earlier plan that would have spent on the Japanese economy there, the government there spending on the economy in Japan. Oil prices rose to above $50 a barrel in Asia as stronger than expected results from U.S. retailers suggest the worst of a plunge in consumer spending may be over. Oil's traded near $50 for the last week as investors have struggled to glean the health of the U.S. economy as it reels from the worst fallout in decades. Well, Uncle Sam's poured a lot of money into banks here at home to jumpstart the housing market, but some of those financials seem to be jumping on a bandwagon. They're refusing to lend to certain condo complexes, regardless of a buyer's credit history. It is a trend that's slowly spreading across the country. From Miami and WLRN, here's Marketplace's Dan Gretsch.
The names on the Bank United blacklist evoke an era when buying a condo was like minting money. The Jade, Sunset Harbor, Quantum on the Bay. In all, 191 complexes made the list because they're saturated with speculators or prices are in free fall. Most of the condos are in Miami. Bank United declined to comment on its non-permissible projects list. Donna Berger is executive director of the Community Advocacy Network. She says properties on the list are essentially untouchable.
If Mrs. Smith goes to sell her unit, she's now going to have a problem, her potential purchaser, in finding a lender who's going to make a loan in that unit in that community. She's stuck.
Analysts say other banks are drawing up similar blacklists on projects in Nevada, Michigan, and California, though the lists are rarely made public. The problem is compounded by tough new lending standards enacted last month by government-backed Fannie Mae. Before Fannie will write a mortgage in any new condo building anywhere in the U.S., 70% of units should be sold. It used to be just 51%. Analysts say 1 in 4 condo buildings in South Florida could be shut out of financing from Fannie and other lenders that take Fannie's lead.
When a lender won't lend in a building, that's basically the death of the building.
That's Jeremy Resnick. He's with Upside Down Florida, a firm that helps people who owe more than their home is worth.
If no one can get financing, no one can buy the available units, eventually those units go into foreclosure. When multiple units go into foreclosure, homeowners association fees aren't being paid, so the common areas don't get kept up. The cable gets cut off. The electricity gets cut off. It's a spiral that goes out of control.
Experts say with blacklists, banks are trying to turn back the clock on their loose lending practices. But they can't erase the dozens of gleaming condo towers that have emerged over the past decade, or the thousands of people who staked their fortunes on a piece of real estate in the sky. In Miami, I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Henry Luce Foundation, seeking to increase American understanding of East and Southeast Asia. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
Finally, the Masters Golf Tournament tees off today in Augusta, Georgia. The event always draws the big stars, such as Tiger Woods, and usually corporate leaders are there to watch too. But this year, financial giants such as Citigroup have announced they're skipping the event. And they're not the only ones, as Marketplace's Jennifer Collins reports.
The Masters is a dream destination for a golf lover. Take this scene from the movie Caddyshack.
The crowd is standing on its feet here at Augusta, the normally reserved Augusta crowd, going wild.
The recession, though, is expected to hit Augusta hard. The tournament wouldn't comment on ticket sales, but economist Raymond Sauer of Clemson University says, if you're wondering how the Masters economy is faring, just look to major financial corporations.
That group of people in the marketplace are the very same group that would be having a good time during Masters Week in Augusta.
The companies that serve those VIPs say business is down. Diane Starr heads a rental agency in Augusta.
20% of the homes that we normally rent did not get rented this year. And most of those tend to be the high-end houses.
So if you're looking to drop $50,000 on a big party house, Star's got a deal for you. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
Hope you can join us online at our website. More on America's fallout inside marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for being with us. Have a great Thursday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.